This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Luis Bernal. Date of birth, January the 24th, 1974. Case ID number is 5766556. Date of exam, May the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023, and medical records from Nashin Manchar dated 4/9/2021. Identifying information, this is a 49-year-old divorced male. With four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his ex-wife to evaluate allegations of childhood polio / double hip replacement / knee and foot problems, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2018, where he worked as a mechanic for 30 years. He also worked as a janitor for half a year. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his ex-wife in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, childhood polio / double hip replacement / knee and foot problems. The claimant states that in 1980, when he was approximately 6 years old, he was diagnosed with childhood polio. The illness affected his right upper and lower extremities, and especially his right hip area. He states he also has problems with the left hip, but the right area has given him more problems. The claimant also has problems with his right knee. The claimant went on to have a right hip open reduction internal fixation twice in the same area, which was performed in June of 2021. He also had a right popliteal nerve of the right lower leg surgery, which was performed on April the 18th, 2023. X-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis, and the claimant has had no fractures. He complains that he's in chronic pain and no injections have been given. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet with two crutches, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, occasionally cook an egg, comma, but is unable to sweep or lift more than 10 pounds above his head. He is able to button his clothes, but sometimes needs assistance in putting his clothes on. At the present time, the claimant is unable to drive. He has multiple assisted devices, such as a wheelchair and 2 crutches. He presented with 2 crutches to my office, which he states he uses all the time. His physician at this time is Dr. Norma Cavazos. He has been on multiple medications for pain, which include gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, hydrocodone/APAP, 10 milligrams/325 milligrams QID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, and Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD. The claimant has seen multiple doctors for many years in Mexico because he was unable to afford to see a physician here in the United States. His physical activity is minimal, and he does only a few things around the house. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, a cyclical headache, comma, an occasional blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 184 over 113 mmHg. He is on medication for high blood pressure, but he forgot to bring his medications. His blood pressure is out of control and may need an adjustment. He does claim that he is in severe pain and that his blood pressure is always high. Daily activities. The claimant occasionally sleeps during the day, watches TV, but does minimal housework. He does not go to the grocery store, cook, or do the laundry at this time. His wife had to start taking care of him because he was unable to care for himself. He's been divorced for 26 years, and his wife had to come back to assist him. Family history. His father died at the age of 60 from cirrhosis of the liver. His mother died at the age of 54 from anemia, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, hydrocodone / APAP, 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams QID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, Ducoset, sodium, 100 milligrams BID, Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, severe anxiety, comma, carosis cutis, comma, obesity, comma, hyperlipidemia, major surgery, right double hip replacement with open reduction internal fixation, performed on June of 2021, and also a right popliteal nerve, right lower leg surgery performed 4/18/23. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any smoking. Alcohol, the claimant does have a history of smoking 18 beers per month for 25 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana. The last time he used it was April the 25th, 2023. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight 188 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 184 over 113 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 30, pain level 9 out of 10, general. This is a 49-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in acute distress and appears to be very anxious. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his ex-wife. To drop down to Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The right lower extremity is deformed, and there is marked atrophy noted from the upper hip area all the way down. No ulcers or veins were noted, and there was no pitting edema. Calves were mildly tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant has severe atrophy noted, and his right calf was 26 centimeters, and his left calf was 39 centimeters, indicating severe atrophy. He also has some deformity of his right foot. There is a 12-centimeter lateral lower leg vertical scar from a recent surgery to repair his nerves. There's also a 10-centimeter medial scar. The claimant also has a right buttock 8-centimeter scar with a history of double hip repair with a open reduction internal fixation done to help him ambulate. The claimant claims to be in chronic pain and appears to be in some distress. Neurological. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were zero on the right side and plus two on the left, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device of two crutches. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal and the lumbar sign was negative, secondary to the problems that he had with his right lower extremity. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant does have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right buttock down to his right lower leg with tenderness. The claimant has severe atrophy noted and some mild swelling. He also has some weakness of the right upper extremity. No erythema effusion was noted, but the claimant does have deformity of the right lower leg, especially from the knee all the way down to the foot. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant is unable to forward flex at the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left, upper, and lower extremities, and mild decrease in range of motion of the right upper extremity. However, the claimant does have severe problems with the right lower leg for range of motion, motor, and sensory findings, which were abnormal. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the left side, and in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the left side. The claimant was not able to do a supine position for the right leg at all. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but completely abnormal for the right. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels and toes and has difficulty walking at a tandem rate. He needs assisted devices at all times in order to move around. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires either a wheelchair or two crutches at this time in order to ambulate with. Neurological exam, grip strength was +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2/12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal for the left upper and lower extremity, and for the right upper extremity, but was zero for the right lower extremity. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right lower extremity. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +3/5 for the right upper extremity, and +2/5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right side, but normal for the left. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand, but has problems with the right. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the right upper and lower extremity. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength of the left side at +5/5, but on the right side, his grip strength is +3/5, and he is unable to oppose or pinch on the right hand. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right hand and upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting of the right upper and lower extremity and moderate to severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to right upper and lower hemiplegia, especially of the lower extremity, secondary to a childhood polio infection. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge Luis Bernal.